Welcome to Home Downtown Podcast. We hope these messages inspire you to live a life of creativity, love, and faith.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, yes, great being here. The time I spoke here, there was about this many people here that were over here, so it's good to have a full group here. I once was asked to speak at a retreat, and so they said, we meet at the church, 4 o'clock or whatever on a Friday. So I walk up there and I'm looking around, and man, there's no cars. And so I go into the office and I said, where do we meet for the retreat? And they said, oh, we canceled that retreat. And I remember I got my little, I had a little suitcase, and I went, thank you, and just walked off, just thinking. But I was the speaker, and they canceled the thing and didn't tell me. So I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Wow, what a night. I just have to say, I mean, your intensity, your faith, your pulling together, is really amazing. Jordan texted me a few moments ago and says, how's it going? And I said, man, you guys are loved, and there's such faith in this room. There's such a people just throwing themselves into God. And he said, that's awesome. And I said, yeah. When we started, Alyssa said, we're not to look down, but to look up. And man, I tell you, God is doing something here. I mean, he is. We're on the cusp of like a move of him in the midst. I mean, I was a hippie and got saved in that Jesus movement at the tail end of that. And man, we just wanted something real. We knew we had to live for more than this age. We knew we had to live for more than, what everybody else was living for. And I see that same level of intensity in you. Man, I'm so proud of this group. Not that you needed me to be proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Right, Doc and Arliss? And Fran and James, yeah. Yeah, yeah. When Alyssa said that, I was wrestling with what to share tonight. And because I'm so glad that Jordan is home with Brooke. They need some space. They need some time to grieve and just, comfort each other. And so I just really honor him. He tries to pour into his family. Really, really amazing to see a young man do that. And so as I was over wrestling with some verses to share, I mean, we've got a whole book full of incredible things. But after Alyssa shared that word, I realized God wanted me to read this, some other verses too, but out of 2 Samuel, where King David, he's been battling for this child, and then King David says to his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is. Now listen to what David did. I mean, he hears this report. David arose from the earth, washed himself, anointed himself, and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Man. I mean, that was his first response, is, man, I'm going to just get cleaned up, and I'm going to throw myself into this God that's so real. I'm going to throw myself into him. And that's what I see you guys doing. I mean, listen, this is not just a little Slurpee club or something. I mean, you guys are throwing yourself into God. I mean, he's on the move. He's building things. He's doing. I mean, I've been around for a while, and I just see these kingdom building blocks just being put together, and the Holy Spirit's just having fun with it. You guys are right in the middle of it. Yeah. And then David goes on and says that, I can't bring this child back to me, but I'm going to go to that child. See, I mean, that's what's so real about our faith. Man, we're living forever. And Brooke and Jordan will hold this little baby in eternity. Now that's reality. That's real. That's real. I've talked to people that have been raised from the dead. They came from the other side. I mean, listen, we're living in an experience when we meet Jesus. Oh my. Oh, this is real. And this is an opportunity for this community to pull together, grow together, and be real. You guys have fought hard. You've stood with Jordan and Brooke. I honor you for your faith. And so now we stand with them in comfort and strength, and we're going to pray for them. And then we stand, you guys stand together for the future, because I kid you not, take it from an old guy, God is doing something here. This is not just a made-up thing. You know, one reason we can look at God in times like this is Psalm 46:1. It says, I'm reading out of the Amplified, God is our refuge and strength, a very present and well-proven help, or well-proved help in trouble. Man, he's been so faithful. He's been nothing but faithful, well-proven. So, Father, I thank you that you're our strength right now. You've been proven over and over and over again. And you're Brooke and Jordan's strength right this moment. Let them even sense and feel that strength. Well, I just want to tell you something. I mean, don't underestimate the power of, as Paul said, I make mention of you in my prayers. Just simple prayers of believing saints coming into agreement can affect things in people's lives. I was there was an IHOP thing on, and I was watching it. I was preparing for a message on a Sunday, and man, I was just spent. I was beat. I'd had a bad week. I wasn't. God just seemed, you know, like, where are you, Lord? And I'm sitting there trying to prepare a message. And so, Jay Thomas, I think it was. How many of you know Jay Thomas? Yeah, a few of you. Anyway, he came on my computer there and said, we're going to pray for all the pastors in America right now on this Saturday. Pray for them. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of like, and all of a sudden, I just, wow, where's this coming from? And I start thinking clear. Holy Spirit's saying, read these verses, pull this together. I realized that I wrote on the back of a prayer they were doing in Houston, Texas. And I'm watching it on YouTube or something. And because they agreed together praying for pastors in America, that thing just hit me. And I went, wow. Last summer I was in Ukraine. And it was the summer before last. Well, it's been a year. Anyway, I was leading young Ukrainians, some millennial Ukrainians. We were out in the park ministering, and man, just got hit with some confusion, and it was hot. We were tired, and they kept looking to me as the American that knew what to do, you know. And I said, man, I'm just real fuzzy right now. Why don't we sit down and just kind of wait on the Lord? So as we're waiting there, all of a sudden, again, I just start getting this force of the Holy Spirit just strengthening me. And just like, I know what to do. I know what to say. I just know. And then all of a sudden on my phone, I hear ping. And what it was, I looked at it, and I'd gotten an email. And I'm on a phone prayer conference call where we pray every Wednesday morning. And since I'm the host, it sends me a ping, you know, like these people were on the call. And I looked at that, and I said, I wonder what this is. Ping. It was the conference call. These three guys were back here in America praying for me while I was in Ukraine. And it was so instantaneous, because the minute they hang up, it pings me. So they pray for me, they hang up, ping. All of a sudden, I know what to do. I said, Ukrainians, we're going that way. So we marched that way. And here was this 82-year-old Siberian man sitting on this bench, looked like life had just beaten the stuffings out of him. And so we were able to lead him to Jesus. And then we're able to minister to another lady. I mean, it was just like, bam, but I thought, these three guys, and I later asked them, I said, were you praying for me on that time? And they said, man, we were praying for you, you know. And everything they prayed happened, but never underestimate the power of agreeing prayer when you're praying for someone like that. Well, I was meditating on home, as Jordan called me this afternoon and said, can you just encourage the troops? And man, I'm just so encouraged. I'm so encouraged. Listen, people in this world just need a little bit of encouragement to take that next step. And there's a lot of beat up hippie type people out there that are looking for a place like this, where people are not phony and syrupy and slappy, and I mean, they're real and they're connecting with God. So it's easy for me when I see what's happening here, but to hopefully encourage you. But I looked up the word home. I thought, yeah, I should know what a definition of that. But listen to this. It said home, the place where one lives as a member of a family. You're one person. I'm one person. But God stamp this place as home because a lot of one people come together to live as a member of a family. You don't lose your oneness. You're still one when you walk out of here. You're one here. You're one there. But you're a member. One. Read that again. Home is the place where one lives as a member of a family. So Paul writes in Philippians, if there is any encouragement in Christ, is there? Yeah. If there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. That's what I see happening here. That's what I see happening here. There's a participation in the Spirit. Great worship, Katie and team. Yeah. Austin and Daniel and I forget whoever else is. Oh, Micah. Micah, my friend Micah. He was on the keyboards. And whoever else was there. Elijah. And then there was a young lady, I don't know. Yeah. What's her name? Haley. Oh, well, hey, great. Wonderful. All right, so participating in the Spirit, comfort from love. There's a lot of love in here. Encouragement in Christ, affection and sympathy. So complete Father's joy, being of the same mind. I just want us to pray for Brooke and Jordan now, and then we're going to break up into some groups and pray for each other and pray for home and pray for Brooke and Jordan. But see, just like I was in Ukraine, tired and exhausted, and a little confused, and three men here in Colorado Springs prayed for me, and all of a sudden I got a supply of the Spirit. Just like when I was exhausted trying to prepare for a Sunday, and Jay Thomas prayed for all the pastors of America. Well, that's a lot, and I raised my hand, and I said, Jesus, I'm one, and I get it. Brooke and Jordan, when we pray tonight, something's going to transpire in them. And so just join with me here as we pray. And Doc, did you and Arliss, if you have a prayer, you can come on up. But if you don't, no pressure, but just going to pray for them. I want you to, why don't we stand? Let's just get in a standing mode here. Thank you, Father. Father, I see Philippians chapter 2 happening here. There is encouragement in Christ. There is comfort from love. There is participation in the Spirit. There is affection and sympathy. There is a joy of being of the same mind. And Father, we bring your servants, Brooke and Jordan, to you. And Lord, I have no idea what they're going through. I mean, I've never experienced this, but I know that you have walked people through this. I know that you are the God of all comfort. And so we call on that. Father, you said that I am he who comforts you. That's what you said through the prophet Isaiah. Holy Spirit, you're actually called the comforter. So we ask you to come hover over them and comfort them. Comfort everyone in this room. Comfort their families, God. Comfort their children. Comfort, grace, great comfort over them. And Jesus, you said, come to me if you're weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest for your souls. We thank you, Jesus. You are actually, this moment, as we come into agreement, you are giving rest to their souls. And Arliss is one of the elders here at Boulder Street.
Lord, when Gabriel came to Mary and said, you're going to have a child, you're going to conceive and have a child, that his very words already spoke life. He already declared that this child that we know as Jesus was already birthed in the Spirit. So, Lord, we know that this child of Brooke and Jordan's has already been birthed in the Spirit. That this child, for whatever reason, Lord, you have that child with you. In your sovereignty, in your awesomeness, Lord, in the times that we don't understand, we don't have the slightest idea why things to us turn out the way they do, we say you are sovereign. You are good. You are a good, good Father. That you have made a decision, and though we don't understand, we verbally say we choose to trust you. We choose to trust you because everything you do is good. That Brooke and Jordan, through their words, through their statements, through their confessions of faith, have said, this child's going to have a voice. This child's going to have a story. And they are right. But that story, that testimony is going to come through them. It is going to come through their words. It is going to come on the faithfulness of how you have been so good to them. And so, Lord, we thank you that there is grace for them now as they mourn. Because for a mother to lose her child through miscarriage is no different than losing them once they've been birthed, Lord. It is a process of grieving. And we give and extend to Jordan and to Brooke, and to especially Brooke, grace to grieve. Grace to grieve. But we declare over them, and especially over Brooke, that she will not grieve as the world that has no hope, but she will grieve as one who is filled with hope. Because that baby, that little boy that they named Leo already, is with you. And he is real. And he is alive. And he does have a testimony that they will speak forth. And he will always be with them. And as Pastor Joseph said, they will see him. And they will hold him. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. And that you carry us through some really hard things. You've never left us. You don't leave us to grieve on our own. You comfort us. That's why you sent the Holy Spirit. It's one of the names of the Holy Spirit is the Comforter.